The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Tonight is a very grave and great occasion, and you know, sometimes because of the weeks that we've spent commemorating Ashura and then what happened afterwards and Arba'in, when we get to this event, we're a little bit tired, and it's been a long haul. That shouldn't be an excuse to downplay the significance of this event. And you know, I know that many of you have been attending Majalis sometimes 3-4 a day, or 5-6 or 7-8 sometimes. And just like, okay, just another thing here, you know. But it's very important for us to realize that, you know, there are times where it really matters, like there's really a significant event. The fact that throughout their lives, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam would frequently remember this particular incident is an indication that for us it's very important to take it seriously. Even if you go to the incidents of Karbala and you look at the speeches of Sayyidah Zainab salamullahi alayha, you'll see that she would more than once refer to the occasion that we're going to commemorate tonight, which is the departure of our Prophet from this world. It's a very significant event. And in order for us to appreciate that, like, we have to be present in that, with that mindset that, okay, I'm not just here, like, you know, just like, you know, whatever, like, you know, I had a good food, now I'm going to sit back, kick back, you know, listen for a couple of jokes, whatever, and then, no, this is serious. Like, this is what it means. This is part of being, like, you know, connected to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is part of our duty. And when we, inshallah, participate in these gatherings, what we're trying to do is to gain an appreciation, a greater appreciation of who our Prophet was and his significance and what we can learn from him, and really act upon that command that we have from the Quran, which is to take our Prophet as a role model. So last night I began this topic. I want to briefly summarize it and then continue from there. It's the topic of looking at influence and how do we influence other people. And I explained how there's a lot of reasons for why we want to be influential people. I mean, if you, let's say you want to be a good leader, you want to be you know, a leader in your company, you want to be a leader in your community, one of the main ways of being an effective leader is by being influential, being able to influence people in a certain direction. If you want to have a good family, right, you want to be able to influence your siblings, you want to be able to influence your children, and you want to be able to, you know, somehow make a difference in their lives. If you're an educator, same thing. So influence is something that's talked about a lot. If you want to sell a product, right, it's something we just talked about. And last night we talked about how there's something called the six weapons of influence that have been, you know, kind of determined by psychologists. Now, we said that those six weapons might be effective within their own domain. And one of the brothers who is in marketing last night, he was telling me that these six weapons, since that time in 1984 when he published his book, different disciplines have taken this and they've pretty much said the same thing, but in different words. Right? So it's pretty widespread that you use these techniques and that's the way to really have an impact. That's the way you really can grab the hearts and the minds of people. Things like when you do something and then there's reciprocal sort of, you know, you give something and you get back something, right? Things like where you follow the group. Basically, you make it seem like everyone's doing this thing, so you have to do it as well. And we looked at a few of those and we saw how in the case of the most influential figure in history and the fastest spreading movement, and which was actually a miracle in itself, meaning Islam and our Prophet, that many of these supposedly sure principles, like if you want to be influential, you have to follow these. Many of these didn't apply. They just didn't work because it didn't make sense. I mean, you had people who were in the minority who were, basically making very brave stances in order to be firm to their commitment to the faith. And they were giving up everything. They weren't gaining anything, and yet they were very much influenced by our prophet. So how did he achieve this? You know, what were his techniques? And is there something that we can learn from that? And so last night, I was referring to the second to last ayah from Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah explains a few of the very amazing characteristics of our prophet. And we just looked at two of those characteristics, and we were talking about how those are things that we can learn from as ways of being influential with other people. One of those that was mentioned was that the prophet was harisun alaykum. And if you remember, we said the haris is a word which the literal translation is greedy. But greedy in Arabic does not always have a negative connotation. Greed in Arabic can be very positive. You can be somebody who's greedy for justice. The Quran mentions that. And you can be somebody who's greedy for the salvation of other people. You can be greedy for their success. And that's the way our prophet was. He was harisun alaykum. Every human being, he was really desiring in a very great way. Just the same way, or even more. You know, think about somebody who's counting every penny, right? Really, really keen on making that fortune, right? They're greedy for money. Now, you take out the negative connotations, you take out the money, and you say that somebody who's really covetous, really wanting people to be guided, that's the way our prophet was. And we talked about how that's something which is something we can learn from, like the idea of really caring for somebody in that sense. Now, tonight, inshallah, with the help of Allah, we're going to look at one of these other characteristics that's mentioned in that ayah of the Quran, where Allah says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum, azizun 'alayhi ma 'anittum, harisun 'alaykum bil mu'minina, raufur rahim." There has certainly come to you an apostle from among yourselves. Now, who is this prophet? Right? What are his characteristics? Grievous to him is your distress. He has deep concern for you, and he is most kind and merciful to the faithful. Let's look at this characteristic. Azizun alayhi ma'anitum. Okay, aziz in Arabic, a lot of times it's used in the sense of somebody who is mighty and undefeatable. Like, for example, Allah is aziz. Azizun hakim. That's one of the meanings of aziz. Another meaning of aziz is something which is very rare, it's very precious. There's a third meaning of aziz, which is the meaning that's used in this ayah, where something is very difficult. Like, you probably are familiar with that line from Dua Nudba, where we say, azizun alayya an ara al-khalqa wa la tura. Right? Meaning what? Meaning that it's really difficult for me, Imam, like I'm talking to Imam all the time, that I see everyone else, but you're not to be seen, right? That's something which is hard for me to bear, right? That's the meaning of aziz in this ayah of the Quran. Azizun alayhi, meaning it's something which is really, when it's used with ala, it's something which is really weighing down upon him. It's very heavy and hard for him to bear. What is it that is hard for the prophet to bear? Ma anittum. Okay, now this is really interesting. Just a reminder, ayah is coming at the end of Surah Tawbah. In Surah Tawbah, as I mentioned yesterday, it's a surah which talks about a lot of responsibilities that Muslims have. Many of them are not easy for them to fulfill. Right? Islam has those taklifs and those responsibilities which are pretty easy to do, which are fun, which are appealing. Right? Like breaking your fast, right? That's pretty appealing. And then there's part which is hard, which is keeping that fast before it. Right? So in Surah Tawbah, it talks about some of these difficult ones. Like, for example, when the enemy gathers together and they're about to attack the Islamic lands, you gotta do something about it. Right? Even if it's time for you to harvest your crops, you gotta get ready and you gotta get your weapons and you gotta go and fight them. Right? That's not easy for a lot of people. So there were these types of things that is mentioned in Surah Tawbah. And it's talking about like different trials and tribulations that the Muslims are facing. At the end, Allah is kind of summing it up. And he's saying what? He's saying that, look it, Azizun alayhi ma'anitum, this prophet of yours is somebody who all the difficulties that you face, anat and anitum, is something which is a difficult thing that you go through, a struggle that you go through. That is something which is hard for our prophet to bear, the struggles that you go through. Right? This is really beautiful, right? Because it talks about this concept of our prophet being somebody who bears the burden of the burdens that his ummah goes through. Right? Different people are facing different difficulties in life, different struggles, whether it be fulfilling the commands of God, whether it be standing up to, you know, the attacks of the naysayers, whether it be, you know, let's say, loss of family members, whether it be loss of jobs, whether it be sicknesses, and so many other things in their lives. The prophet is somebody who is bearing those things along with them. They're not alone in the struggles they have to face. Now, in today's world, right, what is this concept known as, right? There's this buzzword that you probably have heard before. It's called empathy, right? What is empathy? Empathy is, they say it's more than just like sympathy. Sympathy is, well, they say three things. There's sympathy, there's empathy, and there's apathy. Okay, sympathy is where you feel bad about some type of struggle that somebody else is going through. Okay? You're moved, right? You might shed a tear, and you tell them, I'm sorry for what you did, for what's happening to you. Apathy is, of course, where you just don't feel anything, right? Empathy is where you're taking it to the next level. What are you doing? Right? You are creating an awareness within yourself of what is happening to that person right now. And in doing so, you're developing a connection with them.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.